Okay, as promised, I've got Stedman Pearson in the studio, and I couldn't be more excited if I'd tried. Okay, we're going to be speaking to Stedman after this next track. Well, I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you because I need to catch up with Stedman and give him like a big hug because I'm so excited first. So this is The Other Tribe versus Kidnapped Kid and Don't Need No Melody. Enjoy.
Thank you. But you know what you're here for. Close your eyes, lay yourself beside me. Hold tight for this ride. We don't need no protection. You're feeling it's okay, boy. I feel it too.
Okay, this is Elle. You're listening to Phoenix FM. I'm here in the studio with Stedman Pearson from the famous legendary group that's Five Star. And he's talking to us in the studio today regarding his new single. And also, as it's the Fashion Zone, I'm going to be quizzing Stedman about what inspires Stedman and finding out a bit more about his fashion background. So, right, Stedman, how are you? I've got you live at the moment. So.
Oh, cool.
Oh, right. Yep, cool. Yeah. Got you. So, cool. Yeah, Stedman's in the studio. I'm so excited to have you here. Oh. And I've been listening to your single. It's really good. I've had it on like constant, like today, like, and also the remixes.
So
you've got a couple of remixes as well. So when is your new single out? Tell us a bit about it.
It's coming out on the 8th of July. Mm-hmm. It had to be moved back. We needed just a little bit more time, and what with iTunes, you know, delaying the release of the song, we had to put it back. But it gives us a bit more time to work on preparing it for the public.
Yeah, that's true. And you've also, because you've done your video already, haven't you? That's all done.
Uh-huh.
So I've been looking at that on YouTube. And you've got the move, Stedman. It's really good. Because your dance routines in Five Star was, the choreography was something else, wasn't it?
Thank you. Even though I've got the dance training background, I kind of stepped aside and sort of let Doris, well, I didn't let Doris. Doris was just naturally brilliant at putting movements together. When I went to college, I lost my natural sense of rhythm because you're trained a certain way and your body's moving to a certain kind of typical 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4, whereas Doris was just all over the place. She, whatever she heard, she moved to rhythmically. So I kind of step back, let her choreograph. She'd come to me and say, "Stead, what do you think about this?" We'd do a few little adjustments.
Yeah.
And that was it. But I learnt my natural rhythm again by working closely with Doris.
I was looking at some of the old videos from Rain or Shine was my absolute favorite, but there's loads, but obviously everyone's got their own kind of one that they
absolutely
so I did try when I was younger to attempt the moves, didn't quite work, but
that's cool.
you try. I'm playing in the background a remix of your track. I'm going to play the original as well.
Okay.
But this is the David Bernardi radio mix of yours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be playing the full version, the original in the show as well.
Yes.
But I thought it'd be nice. We're going to just have that going on in the background.
Yeah, cool.
What's taken you, what made you decide to now go solo?
To be honest, Elle, I've been trying to go solo for some time, and going through different managements, I couldn't find the right manager. I couldn't find this comfort zone that I was searching for to kind of unleash or let go the real me. When I wrote the album, I wrote it with one of my ex-managers who was just great at composing the music. And he actually forced me to write. He just said to me, "All right, you're going to sit there and just write. Don't come out the room. You sit there and you write." And I looked at him and, "Dude, seriously, I've never done this, you know?"
Yeah.
So I sat there and I listened to this track and prayed really hard in the room, and I was getting very tearful at the time. I had so much bottled up inside, I didn't know how to let it out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I tried writing, and it just flowed. And from there on, it took me about an hour to write this song, to get the feelings out on the paper. Then one song led to another, to another, to another, till before I knew it, I had more than two albums worth of material. So I compiled the whole thing together and just... And I'm kind of grateful for him for pushing me.
Yeah, totally.
Doing this, you know. And it's just things in my life that I wrote about, basically, that I think people can relate to.
Yeah. So it must also be quite therapeutic as well.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I had many breakthroughs about issues that I had with myself during my life, and got it all down on paper and actually sang it the way I thought it should be. And everything that was going on in my life, I simply sat down and wrote. And I've probably written about, there's three albums worth of stuff at the moment. So I've written the first album, just compiling the second album with all the songs that I've got, and the third album I'm still working on. I want to meet people.
Yeah.
Like David Bernardi.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this
man is
amazing.
That's an amazing remix.
Oh.
Really, he's done really
awesome.
Good.
Awesome,
yeah.
Guy. I haven't met him yet, but I've spoken to him on Facebook, thanks to my manager Wayne.
Yeah.
And Wayne was the one that kind of got hold of the track and said, look, here are the parts.
Yeah.
Give me something. Give me a David Bernardi mix. And
yeah.
When I heard it, I was totally blown away by it. And
yeah,
just
no,
fell in love with it.
Yeah, no, that really is. We're definitely going to be playing a lot of that track on the Fashion
Fantastic.
Zone here on Feats.
Fantastic.
Well, we've actually, everyone in the studio has actually been really excited that Stedman's coming in anyway. So we've been like playing non-stop Five Star. One of my presenters earlier, she was like, do you think, we've really helped the royalties here? Because it's just been Five Star.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. And so yeah. It should be. I'm going to be playing Five Star in this
show.
As well.
Thank you.
But I'm actually now, I think, time's going so quickly. I can talk to you, but you're so easy to talk to.
Thank you.
Pleasure. But so I want to play your track, your original. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that, and we're gonna take a break, and then we'll be... I'll be quizzing you a bit more, Stedman.
Cool.
Awesome. So, right. So now it's. Well, would you like to introduce your track?
Yeah. Well, hey, people. All you peeps out there, this is my first single coming at you from L. L's gonna spin it up for you. This is Love You More. I hope you like it.
Awesome.
My first single. It's not one of the first songs that I wrote. I think it was one of the very last that I wrote on the album.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine, Blake Stone, I actually went to him, and sat down and spoke to him. And I told him what my plans were. And he just looked at me and said, "Steady, leave it with me. I'll give it to some people." And this is how it came back. A young producer called Neil Barrett. He was having a tough time remixing a few singles, actually three or four of them, and Blake was like, "Look, just get on with it, you'll be fine," and this is the result, and I was absolutely gobsmacked.
It's awesome, I love it, I really do, I think you've done amazing. And for the benefit of all the listeners, I've got Stedman. You're on webcam at the moment, Stedman. But
Okay, that's the light. Right. Okay.
I was being sneaky.
Okay. No, I just thought it was just light to just light up the man.
But you look so handsome. You don't age, Stedman.
Don't say that, please.
You don't.
What? I think it's the genetics from
both genes. Very good genes. Yeah. I've looked at Stedman very close because I went in for a hug as soon as I saw him. First time I've ever met Stedman, but that was it. I was like, I want a hug. I've been so excited to actually.
Thank you.
I really, really have been so excited, but I'm going to keep it together. Because you must be so used to this reaction.
I still never get used to it, seriously. I've done so many interviews and it doesn't matter if it's women or men that I speak to.
It's
the same reaction. Yeah, because we were never really around to do the interviews per se on radio. People just played our songs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And we didn't socialise as much. You know, we were just very, very young people at the time. And now when people do meet us, it's... it's quite overwhelming for me as well.
It must be, you've just got that effect. You really have. Yes, you do.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
You do. You've got that star quality. You really
thank
do.
You
do. And your whole family, it's... Like, your sister was on The Voice, wasn't she, recently? And you've all got that presence about you.
Thank you.
You can't put that on. It's not something you can actually just kind of turn on automatic. Yeah. It's just in you.
It's true. I mean, it's like when we first got together, none of us knew that we could actually sing together. We didn't even know we could perform together. But through the grace of God and my mum... my mum was the one that actually got us all together and said, look, I think five of you could work. And I'm looking at mum thinking, we've never sang together, so how's this going to work? But Denise magically pulled it all together vocally for all of us, and next thing you know, people often say that to be in the room with all five is very overwhelming and very intimidating.
It must be.
And we're like, why? What is it about us that's intimidating? But look, we're just from Romford, mate. That's it.
Yes, Stedman's and Essex blood. Well, yep, we're happy about that. You're one of us. It's great.
Absolutely.
But you're now, where is home for you now, though? It's no longer Romford.
No, it isn't.
it's somewhere like LA or somewhere. Where's home?
Home is in California.
Wow, California. So we're very lucky to have you here at the moment. But we are hoping we see a lot more of you in England. London. So, we've missed you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's good to have you
back. I've been here 12 years.
But you've been kind of keeping... hiding, you haven't, have you? You've also been... you've been doing, like, dancing. You've been keeping up your... doing... What have you training and
yeah, just busy. I was teaching sort of like street hip hop dance for about 3 years solidly.
Yeah,
and it kind of kept me in shape.
Mm.
I think the sweating, it's the perspiration that keeps it. It just takes out all the toxins out of the body, so it's good for the skin. I guess. But I've just been keeping busy with that, writing the album. I'm still designing my clothing. I've got my luggage as well that I'm designing.
Wow.
Eyewear.
Well, we're on the Fashion Zone, Stedman, so we need to be talking also about fashion.
Yes.
So you've got a fashion background. Is that right? Before you actually went into like the phenomenal group that you went into in the 80s, you done music or dance and fashion, was it?
That's right.
Yeah.
I started, my mum kind of said to me, look, what do you want to do? And at that time, I was training for Junior Great Britain to be an athlete.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I was running the 100 meters in 10.3 seconds, and I was only 15.
That's amazing.
At the time. So I was training for that, and then my mother sat me down and said, look, listen, you're coming up 16, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And I was kind of still gearing towards the athletics, and my mum said to me, look, why don't you take up dance, because you're great at dancing, and see how you go. So I took up dancing, and I took up other studies as well, such as fashion, mathematics, English, and art, and I wanted to combine all of it together.
Yeah.
And I also took up architectural design as well whilst I was there. So I was really busy.
So you're definitely not just a pretty face, are you?
Not that pretty face. Sweet of you.
You are still very handsome, Stedman.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you are, well, I don't have to tell you, whenever I saw you in the group, I had such a crush on Stedman.
Seriously?
Yeah, of course.
Elle had
beautiful.
A crush on me.
I know, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
No, you're very beautiful, I must say.
Oh,
very,
Stedman,
very
are you
stunning.
Flirting with me, Stedman?
I am indeed.
Because you've just made my Christmas. You've made all my Christmases, in fact. So you... designing.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more about you've got your... I don't know. Tell me.
Well, basically, when the group started, because I'd studied fashion in college for about 2 years solid, and it was just part of my art examination. So I kind of liked clothing at the same time. And as I was doing that, do you remember a company called CNAs?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, CNAs
offered
me a contract to design for them just before I actually got what. Actually, sort of at the very beginning of Five Star, they wanted me to do a fashion line for them, but we were so busy.
Yeah,
it was kind of difficult. So, you know, I kind of, my dad said to me, well, since you do the fashion, could you design some of the costumes? But we got a designer in at first. I can't remember what his name was. It could have been Carl something or the other. But he designed it. The first costumes he designed was crazy.
Wow.
And all fall down.
Yeah.
And then from there on, I designed everything for the group, which was really difficult because three girls, two guys. We had to look the same.
Yeah.
But not...
But still be kind of individual.
Yeah, it was weird. It, you know, the girls had to look like girls and the guys looked like guys, but we were all wearing the same outfit.
Yeah.
That was a challenge in itself. It really was.
But you did it.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Pulled
and
it
I
off.
Think it was something that was needed in the music industry at the time. Nobody was doing it. My mum and dad had this vision of us, of the future, and all of us did was actually fill in the dots, basically, as we were going along. So all of a sudden, I fell into the designing Denise, the vocal abilities, Lorraine writing, Del producing, and Doris choreographing. So it was a win-win situation, and it was just a natural package put together, and it just worked. It simply worked.
It certainly did. And well, you've had an amazing career with Five Star in the 80s.
Yeah.
You were a phenomenal group in the 80s. And I still love listening to Five Star tracks.
Thank you.
And so I'm going to play one of my favorite ones.
Cool.
I've got quite a few favorites, but I'm going to go for Rain or Shine. Let's take a break and listen.
Just the devil and the dragons away. When you're not doing
Okay, we've still got Stedman in the studio with us, which I wish I could actually kidnap Stedman and keep him here with me, because the time's going too quickly, that's for sure. So that was Rain or Shine, and the five-star music is still, it's classic. I can still listen to a lot of tracks of what you did, and it's still actually something that I want to dance to or like sing along to now. You know, it's still current. So you'd got that real quality, and I've absolutely adored Five Stars.
I still believe the actual fan base that we've got now are even younger. So all of our old fans are following us, and their kids,
it's that,
and their friends are now following. It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. We're actually we've not got too long with you now, so we want to just tell me when the single's actually going to be released?
July the 8th.
That's so for all our listeners, and we're going to be actually playing Love You More a lot here at Phoenix because we love it.
Yay!
Awesome. And so you've actually, you're going to be doing a couple of festivals.
Yeah, with my family.
With Five Star.
Yeah, with Five Star, all of us.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. So all five members.
Yeah, we're up in Perth the 21st of July.
Yeah.
In Scotland. And then we're back down in Reading, at the Reading Festival, August 18th. And that got sold out within, 3 weeks?
That's incredible.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So people are kind of still fighting to get tickets.
Oh my.
None left.
Yeah, they've got. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're all gone. So, and then I think I'm not sure what's happening after that, but I'm sort of doing my own stuff in between what Five Star's doing. So I'm.
So you're going to be. Yeah, you're going to be.
Shattered. But happy.
Yeah. Well, you're looking really well, Stedman.
Thank you so much. I feel amazing, and you know, it's a lot of hard work, and I think that's what I'm happy about, is the fact that I'm doing the work that I love, that I enjoy, and I love sharing my music with people, and I love the fact that people like my music.
Well, you will be absolutely, you'll be so pleased to know that we've all been like at the studio, we've been playing the tracks and we've loved it. So
thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
brilliant.
You've done amazing. So that's the for this year. It's going to be your own single, the album September.
The album should be September, October time. The album launch. So I'd love to invite you guys to come down to the album launch.
I'll be
performing four tracks off the new album. So it'll be the first single and the second single. Because the second single comes out, I think, 4 weeks before the album launch party and the album due date as well.
You heard it here. Like, I've got witnesses now. I'm sorry, you can't go back on that now.
No, okay. I'm on webcam.
I know.
So y'all heard it here, okay? So good.
I nearly passed out. I was so excited. Me and Stedman are new best friends. It's just amazing.
Cool. I'm good with that. As long as you're all right with that.
Oh, I'm more than happy, Stedman. I was so pleased when, because obviously you're very busy. You've got lots going on at the moment. So I was so happy that you actually was able to make time and come down and chat to us in the studio.
No,
Thank you so much.
That you guys invited me down. It's really cool. It really is.
We've been all so excited here. You won't believe it. We've been like talking about you coming into the studio for like a good few weeks now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm here now.
I know. Oh no, and now we don't want you to leave.
That's right, I'll always come back. Just invite me and I'll come back.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we can't wait to hear more from you, more from the album.
Thank you. I've got a meeting tomorrow actually, with two wonderful guys that are doing, that did the first video, Simon Temple and Glenn, and they're we're sort of putting, the next song is Rolling Panya, and they've got a great idea, so I can't wait to go sit and talk with them tomorrow and discuss it and where we're going to film it, so on and so forth. It's just going to be amazing.
Oh,
so I've got a great team of people around me.
Yeah,
I really do. I'm
well
really happy.
I also want to say thanks to your manager Wayne, because it's brilliant. We've got to thank him and you, and
thank you.
It's great that we've got you back.
Wayne is a sweetheart. I actually call him either RJ or Parker. I like Parker because
Parker sounds cool.
Yeah,
I like
it does,
that.
And I think it kind of suits him.
I'm feeling that more than Wayne, actually. Not to offend the name Wayne. Anyone with the
it's
name
true.
Wayne.
Yeah, even though his last name is Parker, it suits him as a first name as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
Well, Mr. Wayne Rooney. Oh, you're not Wayne Rooney. Okay. Wayne, your name is now Parker.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
Well, we're going to listen to some Systematic before you go.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Systematic. Like, I have to actually introduce that. We all know that track. Five star. So, Stedman, well, last 10 minutes of you, and I'm going to make the most of these 10 minutes. I feel like I'm on a date with Stedman. It's great. And that's you have nice. This reaction wherever you go. Do you have to actually kind of, like... What's it like for you, like, when you go out to, I don't know, the shops or wherever, do you get, like, this kind of...
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. And to make matters worse, if you dress down, you're only causing more problems.
Yeah, I suppose you look more... Yeah, more conspicuous.
Yeah, exactly. So I just dress the way I want to dress, get to the shop. If people notice me, which a few people have...
Well, people can't help but notice you because you're very striking in your looks, and you've got a very obviously you've obviously heard it many times. You look so similar to Michael Jackson. You've got...
no offense to the Jacksons, but I just have to correct this. Michael looks similar to me.
Yes, let's get that right. I've not had any
sort of surgery or anything like that.
Yeah.
But people always said that I looked like him, and I just...
You've always looked like them. Michael looked different before he looked like you,
exactly.
Didn't he?
Exactly. I've got my mother's features because my mother's Indian, and my dad is black and Indian as well.
Mm.
I think I've got more of the Indian features and black mixed together that it just complements.
And it's a good mix.
Thank you.
Your skin's amazing.
So
I can't believe...
Not bad for 48.
You're just incredible, Stedman. You are incredible. If you ever bring out a skincare range, it will just go flying off the shelves.
You're not going to believe me when I say this to you. I'm actually working on something because it's something that I use. And it actually works for me. And it's so simple. It really is simple.
Wow. It would totally... I would be first in the queue, that's for sure.
Cool.
So, Stedman, I've really enjoyed having you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And what would you like to say to your fans who are listening at the moment?
Well, just to say hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show. Elle is fantastic for having me here today. I just want to let you guys know that, again, the single's out 8th of July. And the video's on YouTube. Just keep hitting it and just loving it as much as I do. And also, just to give a shout-out to everyone out there that's shown love and support. And, I do you know, one other thing. I have my charity, Water for Life Straw.
Right, yes, tell us about that.
It's brilliant. It's a straw-like device.
Yeah.
It has 7 filters in it, and basically you pop the bottom, pop the top, put it in the most contaminated water.
Yeah.
And as you suck up the water, as it hits all 7 filters, this filters 1,000 litres of water every year.
Yeah.
And it'll save a person's life. And basically... No matter how infected the water is, by the time it touches your lips, it is 99.99% pure, fresh, clean water. Cleaner than the water that we take for granted.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Out of the taps. And just got the charity number, which I'm really, really excited
Congratulations.
About.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm just over the moon. Things are coming together.
You have got so much going on for you, Stedman. It's absolutely phenomenal.
People have been really good to my family and I, and we've always wanted to give back, and this is one of my ways of giving back to those who don't have. And it's not just about countries that are the most devastated places without water. It's about water being infected all around the world, and this device, you will see me walking around with it more and more and more. I've had the likes of Jermaine Jackson come on board. He wants to be part of the a patron to this as well. So I'm trying to get all celebrities to support this straw and help me raise a ton of money to buy these straws. And what we're going to do with the charity is buy the straws and then have them shipped to the most devastated places and given out for free.
That's absolutely incredible.
Save a life. It's waterforlifestraw.co.uk. Guys, just jump on there, and if you can support, help us support it. You know, each straw will cost about £12 to £13 to buy, but that £13 just for one straw will save somebody's life for a whole year.
Yeah, that's I really take my hat off to you. What you're doing is incredible.
Thank you so much.
And you're so lovely to talk to. You're everything I dreamed of, Stedman.
Oh, bless you. You're so sweet for saying that. Thank you.
It's true. You're so charming and everything what you're doing. I really wish you all the best because
you
deserve it. You really do. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your love and support. And thanks for having me here. It's been fun, actually. Because you're such an easy person to talk to. So
oh, but you're very easy to talk to.
You make me feel comfortable. Oh, look, we're going back and forth.
No, but I love you more.
Yeah, but I wrote it, so I love you more. So there you go.
There you go. I'll give you that one. Rough. Well, I've had the best time ever with Stedman in the studio, and I don't want it to end. I really don't. But we're going to get Stedman back in the studio when we can, and your single's out 8th of July.
That's right.
Album's out September, and it's definitely... It should be on everyone's playlist, that's for sure.
So, yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of interest in it, so let's see how it goes.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an amazing year for you, Stedman.
Thank you so much.
I feel it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stedman.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you.